It is 9 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, and we visit with folks from Mountain Home Public Schools on the first Thursday of every month, and Dr. Jake Long is in this morning. Dr. Long, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
School hasn't got you down yet, huh?
No, it's the exact opposite. I mean, everything within the spring of the year and kind of that last month for the month of May is a wrap up, and there's so many celebrations and so many things that we do to create memories for both students and parents, and so all of those things are in full motion this week, next week, the following week, and of course this week we are celebrating with our teachers this week with Teacher Appreciation Week. And you know, this year above many other years, you know, I really feel like that our teachers, I mean, they always deserve the appreciation, but you know, our teachers have just done an outstanding job this year. You know, from the planning of the school year last spring and summer to, you know, hitting the ground running in August and making it through the fall and the heat of, you know, our local pandemic numbers, and, you know, just keeping on rolling. Our teachers have just done an outstanding job, and, you know, we can't honor them enough, in my opinion.
And like you said, it's been a tough year, but it's been all year, too.
It has been all year. And, you know, we're probably one of the few school systems in the entire country that have been able to navigate this thing without any kind of, you know, mass closures. And, you know, we've kept nearly every opportunity before our kids, whether that be theater, speech and debate, band, of course, all of our athletic programs. And that's the one thing that keeps coming up is how gracious, you know, our parents are and how gracious our kids have been, because the opportunities have been able to continue to be able to provide it for them.
You spoke about athletics. My goodness, seems like we got someone signing up for college once or twice a week anymore.
Yeah,
in sports.
This year has just been an incredible, you know, class that of students that have going on to compete at the next level. And you know, that was one thing that was mentioned yesterday by Mr. Gilbert, was that, you know, we have been able to continue and have those opportunities, and those, and because of that, you know, many of our high school kids are getting that opportunity to go on and compete at the next level. And so, you know, certainly proud of each and every one of them. It's you know, something special for them to be able to do that.
You know, a lot of schools are looking at Mountain Home saying, how'd you do it?
Well, it's the same way in which, you know, anything that comes up within this community, Mountain Home always rises to the top with, and that's you know, the people, and the people, the hardworking people, whether it be in the school system, the parents that, you know, from the get-go wanted to jump in and get behind the schools, and our school administrators, or our school board setting the, you know, the direction and the standard, and basically saying, hey, we're gonna make these things happen, and, you know, let's just figure it out. And that's been the attitude of the school board, the administration, the teachers, the parents. And I couldn't be any more proud of a community and a group of people.
I had Danny on from the chamber earlier this week in a news story saying that about all the people that's moving in.
Yeah.
But you said in the same story the enrollment has not gone up.
Yeah, I think we're the folks that are you know, moving in. I think we're talking about a different classification of people as far as, you know, having school-age children. I will say that our kindergarten enrollment is looking, you know, certainly promising as far as those numbers go. We've already had well over 200 kids enroll. And so, you know, here we are in May and we have, you know, 200 plus, you know, kindergartners enrolled, and, you know, that normal class size is about 275. So, you know, I am fairly, you know, cautiously optimistic with those numbers. And but regardless, you know, people coming here to the community is, you know, just a stronger, you know, it just creates a more vibrant and stronger system to support, you know, our kids. And that's what it's all about, regardless of if that number is, you know, 4,000 or 2,000. You know, we've got lots of opportunities for kids, and that's what's so incredibly important.
Anything else we need to talk about this morning?
There's so many events coming up in the upcoming weeks, and you can check our website out at mhbombers.com and click on our calendar. The flagship week is celebrating with our seniors the week of the 17th through the 21st. 17th starting with baccalaureate, 18th awards night, and then accumulation of graduation on the 21st.
You're reeling those all right off the top of your head.
It's kind of ingrained.
Well, you must have stayed the Holiday Inn last night. you asked me if I'd play this, and I will, and I'll play it for you, okay?
Thank you.
Happy, happy, happy Teacher Appreciation Week. Thank you to all our teachers. We got to go to school all year when some said it was impossible. Guess what I did? Because of my teachers, I learned how to read. My parents could never taught me that. I got to go to school, learn all kinds of things, and play with my friends. I love my school. I love my teacher.
Happy Teacher Appreciation Week from the stations of KTLO, Classic Hits, and The Boot.
Do you think that kid will ever walk across and get that diploma?
Yes, he, not only will he walk across, that's a special young man, and it's a special message, which, you know, sends goosebumps, you know, up my spine whenever you play that. And I got to hear that a little bit last week, but we can't celebrate our teachers enough, and I appreciate the support you guys have given us.
Appreciate you coming in. Appreciate all the hard work you do.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Jake Long, Mountain Superintendent of Mountain Home Public School.